Panamanian presidents cannot hold consecutive terms in office, but critics of right-wing President Ricardo Martinelli say he's attempting to do that indirectly by running his wife, Marta Linares, as his party's vice presidential candidate. Martinelli denies the charge, but the arrangement has made many Panamanians nervous. Jennifer McCoy is America's director for the Atlanta-based Carter Center. She's part of an international delegation in Panama to witness the electoral process.
Because the president is strong here and has been able to name positions to the Supreme Court, to the Panama Canal Authority, the fear was that he may still have influence in the next term if his candidate and vice presidential candidate, who happens to be his wife, were elected.
The presidential candidate Martinelli backs is José Domingo Arias. He's running neck and neck in polls with center-left candidate Juan Carlos Navarro. The stakes are high because of the canal expansion, which should be finished next year and will bring in a lot of new money for Panama. Despite the Martinelli controversy, McCoy is optimistic.
Panama has made great progress in terms of its democracy, and I think this is a crucial moment for them to make sure that there's oversight.
Panama's constitution does allow two non-consecutive presidential terms. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.